Wildcast One, all about mental health.
Hello, and welcome to the Wildcast, a podcast brought to you by the Wildcat Prowler. We're your hosts, Layla.
And I'm Layla, and today we will be discussing all things about mental health, joined by guests and our school's counselor, Ms. Doles.
But first, what do you guys think mental health is?
For this segment, we interviewed various members of Calhoun City High School to answer this question. What is mental health?
Personally, I believe that mental health is the state that you're in your mind at the moment.
I think mental health is really how anybody is feeling at a certain point of time, just what somebody is going through.
I think mental health is when you're in a state, when you're down and you're out of it.
While everyone has their own definition of mental health, according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, mental health includes, quote, our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act, and helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices.
Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. Over the course of your life, if you experience mental health problems, your thinking, mood, and behavior could be affected, end quote. So now that we know what mental health is, let's learn more about it.
Let's give a big Wildcat welcome to the best counselor. Drum roll, please. Ms. Doles!
Hey, I'm Ms. Doles. I'm going to my second year of counseling here at Calhoun City High School. Before this, I was an elementary school counselor for 2 years. That's a little bit about myself.
Ms. Doles, what exactly made you want to pursue counseling?
So I've always loved working with kids, like growing up and throughout college. And then when I took a few psychology classes at college, I knew I wanted to go in the mental health field. So after I did a couple of internships, I just felt like I was being called to the field of school counseling.
Okay, that's sweet. Okay, so obviously our topic today is about mental health. So what can we as students do to avoid putting a negative stigma on mental health?
The main thing is you need to show compassion to others. When someone is feeling like a strong feeling or going through a difficult situation, instead of judging that person, you need to show a sense of understanding. And another thing is students need to be aware of what they're saying, even if they're trying to like entertain other people, make jokes. Some of the words that we use can be offensive to those who's actually going through some issues. And just kind of being open to talking about mental health with everybody.
As a counselor, you must talk with a lot of students on the daily that have various mental health conditions, and oftentimes these are kids that otherwise do not really seem to be struggling. The sad reality is that most of us have friends that are dealing with mental health issues, and we don't even know. With that in mind, what are some signs that we can look out for in the case that someone we know is struggling?
It just ranges in different situations. You may notice that a friend or someone is starting to distance themselves from you or the social group they're in, or they'll start losing interest in whatever activities they might be involved in normally. And then sometimes they won't show any signs at all.
So if we do have a friend or a loved one who is struggling with their mental health, how should we handle the situation? Should we reach out to someone? Like, if so, who?
The first thing you need to do is just be there for that person, whether it's to be a shoulder to cry on or just lend an ear to listen to see what they're going through. Now, if you feel like they're a danger to themselves or to someone else, or they know someone being like hurt, then you need to turn into a trusted adult.
Okay.
Who would qualify as a trusted adult?
Yeah. That can be your parent, if you feel like you could talk to them about it. Me as a counselor, or like a teacher, band director, coach, anybody that you feel that you could talk to about what's going on.
Okay.
One major indication of someone's mental health status is their visible coping mechanisms. Some common unhealthy ones include undereating, isolation, or substance abuse. For those who are trying to better themselves, what are some healthy coping mechanisms or habits that are better alternatives?
So depending on what they're going through, like if they're feeling stressed, then getting close to like a panic attack maybe, then you start doing like breathing exercises so you can slow your breathing down and slow your heart rate. Some other things is to learn how to express your feelings. You can like journal, you can draw, paint, listen to music, sing, pick up an instrument. Just you have to find something that fits with your personality.
Right, okay.
Thank you for answering our questions, Ms. Doles.
Anytime.
If you or someone you know is struggling, here are some available numbers or contacts you can reach out to.
The suicide hotline number is 988.
The emergency hotline is 911.
Ms. Doles' email is kdoles@calhounk12.com.
The CommuniCare Crisis Line is 866-837-7521.
This has been The Wildcast, a student-led endeavor at Calhoun City High School, brought to you by The Wildcat Prowler.
Sorry.